Good afternoon. We'd like to see the title of the temple in the 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verses 1 through 14. In the last chapter 4, we saw that the Solomon built the temple according to his father David's instruction based upon Moses' instruction inspired by the Holy Spirit. First one said, there's all of the work that Solomon made for the house of the Lord was finished. So it took her 7 years in light of the 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 38. The finished work shows Solomon's was faithful to the Lord. Like Jesus finished his calling on the cross, and he brought all of the things that David, his father, had dedicated. So his father David prepared all of the things needed for the house of the Lord. All of the silver, the gold, the instruments, he put among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel to Jerusalem, in order that they might bring this ark of the covenant up out of the city of David, which was below the temple mount. The city of David was located on the southeast of the temple mount. Wherefore, all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king in the feast which was in the 7th month. In Leviticus chapter 23, verses 34 through 43, the feast of the 7th month was called as the Feast of Tabernacle. The feast reminded the Israel people God's protection from 40 years wilderness life or a tent life. God provided the promised land, Canaan land. Also God provided the manna for their forefathers' necessity. So feast give joyful heart to them. They are thankful to the Lord and they are rejoicing, basically. And all of the elders came. The Levites took up the ark and they brought up the ark and the tabernacle of the congregation and all of the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up, and also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark. They sacrificed the sheep and oxen, which could not be counted or numbered for the multitude. So in the feast of the tabernacle at this time, they finished it, building the house of the Lord. So this feast is really a special feast. They are dedicating the temple to the Lord. So they made offering for a lot of sacrifices, which was not numbered. So cannot be counted. The priest brought in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord unto his place to the Holy of Holies. The Ark is the Holy of Holies of the house in the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread forth their wings of the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark, and the scabbards or sticks thereof above. So the temple located eastward. So the temple had two parts. First, front holy place. Inward, we call Holy of Holies. So, or oracle. So, in oracle, they are the Ark of the Covenant there. So, the Ark of the Covenant was spread over by the cherubims or angels. So, the Levite brought the Ark of the Covenant by lifting up the sticks. So, right here, the author talked about and the staves still over above. They then pulled out these gold-covered sticks or staves, and they set them there in the Holy of Holies. So Holy of Holies, only high priest was able to enter therein every year one time. So that's called as special date. At this time, there was no indicated about Aaron's rod and manna, a jar of manna, were not there. Only the Ark of the Covenant was there. So it came to pass when the priest were come out of the holy place, the holy place, the first part is the holy place, the priest were ministering there, but the inside, we call an oracle, or the Holy of Holies, only high priest was able to enter there once per year. For all the priests that were present were sanctified, and they did not then wait by course. So all the priests offered the sacrifice to the law, so they were sanctified by sacrifice. So they did not minister in order. At this time, so not minister time, but worship time to the Lord and give thanks to the Lord in the feast of a tabernacle. Basically, they dedicated the new temple to the Lord. The Levites, which were the singers, Levites like worshiping singers, all of them, Asaph, Heman, and other Judathan with their sons and their brothers, being arrayed in white linen, like gown, white linen, having symbols like a book, and the psaltery and harps, psaltery like a harp. They stood at the east end of the altar, altar toward the east. way, you know, some right way. And with them, 120 priests, as they were sounding their trumpets. In the Old Testament, the Lord ordered only Levite tribes to worship the worship songs, with the worship songs and minister to the Lord. You know, so that's why, you know, all, you know, Levites are singing together with the musical instrument, like a cymbal, you know, psaltery and harps and so on. So many people, you know, are there. It came to pass as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, which meaning was one harmony, so blending together. So they are sang glorious praise songs lifted to the Lord. They were making the sound to be heard in praising the Lord first, second, thanking the Lord. Thanks God, because God, you know, allowed us, delivered us from, you know, Egyptian, you know, slavery status. But God delivered us from 40 years, you know, wilderness life. So right now, so God allowed us promised land. So we built the temple of God as ordained by God. So they give, you know, thanks and praise the Lord, you know, basically. They were making the sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. When they lift up their voice, they lift up their voice. They spoke out loudly with the trumpet, the cymbals, and the instrument of music, musical instruments, and other musical instruments, and praise the Lord, saying, for His good. So they acknowledge God's attribute as goodness, for His mercy endures. Second attribute is mercy. God is merciful forever. And then the house of the Lord was filled with a cloud. Cloud indicated glory, God's glory. The house of the Lord was filled with God's glory. Even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. Right now, not ministering time to the Lord, at this time they are worshiping to the Lord. So the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, by glory of God. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of the Lord. So we can see, you know, they are harmony for, you know, worshiping songs, you know, with the musical instruments all together. So without, you know, any ministry, just they are focusing on God the Father. They give a thanks, praise the Lord. So they recognize, you know, God's merciful, also good. Finally, their first service at the Solomon Temple began consciousness of the presence of God, acknowledging His grace, peace, love, mercy, all might, goodness, and eternity. Likewise, this consciousness will inspire us worship Him daily during our life. Because of the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Let's pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for you gave us your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. with your son's sacrifice or your son's bloodshed, we are saved, we are being sanctified by the Spirit of Christ. Also, thank you so much, the Holy Spirit dwells in us forever. So the Holy Spirit is leading us, guiding us, moment to moment, just like your Son's image. Let us acknowledge the presence of God always. Let us focus on you, focus on the kingdom of God. Lord, bless us, mortify our fleshy thing, but focus on spiritual thing. So, Lord, let us be spirit-minded, not carnal-minded. Thanks so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.